3, 2, 1.
What the fuck going on, man? Welcome back to another episode of Chronic Conversations, man. It's your boy, Sleezo the motherfucking great.
And it's your girl, Ty the Goddess.
What going on with y'all peoples, man? I know it's been a minute, man. Y'all ain't heard from us in about a month. It's alright, though. It's alright. We back. We just went through some rebranding, some new shit. So, with that new shit, we got an Instagram, Chronic Conversations Pod.
Facts.
We got a Twitter. Y'all know we had a Twitter, but niggas gotta follow the Twitter. That's _ChronCon. That's _CHRONCON for the motherfuckers who can't spell. But this has been a minute, Ty. How you been, man? How you
been? I've been pretty good. Your girl has been trying to grow and glow accordingly.
Okay.
How you been?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, my bad. You know, listen, we're going to keep talking about me.
Nah, I mean, I was just going to talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
I'm Gucci. I don't know. I got a little promotion at work, so.
Yeah,
work in school. But these summer classes, hell, don't take summer classes. Do not take summer classes. Unless you really like that. If you like that, take a summer class. But I'm not like that.
I think the last time we were on, we were talking about taking summer classes. And I feel like you said the same thing. Was to not take summer classes.
Do not take summer classes. Summer classes are hell. Hell on the scale. Got a little accent right there. But this is what I was about to ask you. You just got back from Maryland. How was that?
Right. Yeah. So, shout out to Bree and Mac for putting me on. Mm-hmm. You know, if y'all are ever in the Maryland DMV or even the Atlanta area and you want to try out Milk and Honey Cafe, you should do that because it is good AF. Okay. Yes. But that's what I was up there doing. I was working the restaurants, you know, making. Did you know Maryland's minimum wage is $14? Yeah. No, I think that's in DC. I was working in DC too. It's $14.
So you went up there to work?
I went up there to work, yeah. So I was up there trying to, you know, make a little check or whatever.
Make a living.
Do a little something. And then I ended up being in Atlanta for a couple of days because I was working for Bree's mom as her assistant. So okay, that was a good little time. I'm really appreciative of being able to make a little money, you know.
So what the fuck is Milk and Honey? Can you explain that?
So basically, Milk and Honey is pretty much a brunch spot. You can get, it's mainly seafood mixed with like breakfast menu items, and it is so good, y'all. Like shrimp and grits and lobster rolls, and the one in Atlanta has po' boys. Like, it's so good.
Yeah, I've never had a po' boy. I've had shrimp and grits, though.
Right.
This restaurant called Gumbo,
mm-hmm,
and Papa Do's, and I had shrimp and grits.
It actually was my first time having both during this last 2.5 weeks that I was there, so it was pretty cool.
It's a hot girl summer.
We try new things out here, okay?
Yeah. How many vacations you been on this summer?
This summer, let's see. I went to Jax. I've been to Tally twice. Went to Maryland. Went to DC. Went to Atlanta. So yeah, those
real high girl shit.
And that didn't even seem like enough, because you know we're going to Vegas pretty soon. Right, so in November,
day in Vegas, if you ain't got your tickets, go get them right now.
It's sold out. So yeah. Sorry, you can't really do that.
You snooze, you lose. Ketchup mustards
bloop. But no, what's been up with you since we last left off,
man?
Besides getting promotions and living your best life?
Yeah, living my best life. Trying to, at least. Working in school, really. I went like on a couple trips, but it wasn't nothing major. It was just some day trips, some simple shit.
Where'd you go?
Trips are essential. I went to Tallahassee.
Okay. Got a little trashy in Tally?
A little bit. But what happens in Tally stays in Tally.
Period.
Because I'm not from there, so I can really do whatever. So yeah, I did that. I went to Panama.
Right.
On a spontaneous day trip. Went to Jacksonville. Really just did a lot in Florida. I was a Florida boy for the summer, for the most part.
A Florida boy.
I learned how to Kodak Bop this summer.
No way.
Yeah. I killed that shit one time. Yeah, that's the last time anybody will ever see me dance.
Look, I need 100 retweets for us to put him on Twitter doing the Kodak Bop.
Kodak Bop, 100 retweets.
We're going to make a tweet, and I need y'all to retweet it. I need 100 retweets.
I'll do it for 100 retweets.
You do it for 100.
If we can get 100 retweets, y'all get a video of me Kodak Bop.
So go ahead and follow the Twitter the Twitter page. Look out for that tweet.
It's like right here. In front of everything.
Make sure y'all check out my channel to view the visual. Of course, it seemed like y'all really enjoyed the last time we did that. So check out my channel. It is Tykeria K, which will link all of that information when y'all need it.
Plug.
Shameless plug.
Yeah, shit. Follow me on Twitter too. Sleaze the Great, of course. But Ty, so the topic I want to talk about today,
right,
is a topic that is important to everybody. I feel like everybody needs to know what this topic is about. This topic, it shapes today's society as a millennial.
Right.
Okay. If you want to talk to somebody, what do you have to do?
You got to shoot your shot.
And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about shooting your shot. Now, shooting your shot is scary. It's something that nobody wants to do, but we want to do at the same time. It's like school. Everybody likes to learn.
Right.
Nobody wants to go to school.
Facts.
I'd rather learn from the streets.
I'd rather learn from Twitter.
Facts. I do learn from Twitter. Twitter has taught me more than college.
I don't know about that, but Twitter teaches me a lot.
What do you mean you don't know about that?
Twitter ain't teaching me more than college.
College has not taught me how to take off a festival wristband. But Twitter has.
Twitter taught me how to get spaghetti stains out of a bowl, so you actually might be right.
School ain't teach you that. Twitter taught me how to have my own opinion. School ain't teach me that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Touche. Touche. Touche.
When you're on social media, a lot of people shoot their shot through social media.
Right.
So I want to ask you, what is the process you go through before you shoot your shot?
Okay. I rarely shoot my shot, to be honest.
You rarely? Why is that? Why don't women shoot their shot? We like getting, you know what I'm saying? We like when somebody approaches us too. What's wrong with women shooting a shot? Women, in 2019, y'all need to shoot a shot more. That's
okay. Here's the thing, though. I don't shoot my shot because I'm afraid of shooting my shot. I don't shoot my shot because majority of the time I'm involved with somebody. So
stay cuffed up.
I'm usually dealing with somebody. But when I am single, I am not afraid of shooting my shot. But, like, most of the time, I'm picky. So it takes a lot for me to want to shoot my shot. Like, I was just saying earlier, a lot of y'all niggas irritate me. So,
damn.
I really don't be trying to do nothing. Like, I feel like I get too much attention to really want it. You know? Not even trying to be cocky, but just being real. I'm just being real. Like,
we know she's still. Damn, I can't even talk. Y'all in Ty DMs. Look.
It ain't even got to be like that. But, But no, okay, so I'm very picky, and it's very rare that somebody piques my interest. But when they pique my interest, if it's on Twitter, I'll probably, like, okay, I'll scope you out on a timeline. I might compliment you, might, you know, look through the media, see what's going on. And then I'll probably like a couple things, and then if you, like, are responsive to me liking things, then I'll go in the DM. Or either I'll be like, so
if you're liking things, you want to like the pictures back?
That's I feel like me shooting my shot, it's like a setup. Like, I set myself up by liking stuff. Mm-hmm. So then that gives you an opportunity. Okay, let me go to her media. Let me check her out real quick. And if you like it back, then that means, okay, I'm interested. So then that, sorry, y'all, my ear came on. But then that gives me the okay to go ahead and, like, set it up. Then I'm like, all right, so what's up? What you trying to do?
So you, like, sliding in DMs, or are you just, like, liking pics? You like some bad.
The pics is the setup. The DM is like, okay, I really want to fuck with you. If I'm, like, slightly interested, the pics is enough. It's like, I want to play a little game, but I ain't really trying to go there. The DMs is like, all right, what's up? Like,
so are there, like, a certain number of pictures you have to like before you slide in the DMs?
More than two.
More than two. So if you like three pictures.
Three? Yeah.
Would I have to like three back?
Actually, it ain't even about number. It's about the time period that you like it. Like, if I like your picture, if I like a couple pictures back to back, and then within the next few minutes you like mine back, then it's like, okay, you really interested. But, like, if I like it one day, and then the next, like, it'd be days later.
Or you like it another one?
Yeah, then it's like, all right, it's just me liking your pictures. It's not me intentionally trying to get your attention.
But folks don't be on social media like that. Like, I know a lot of people who might not tweet for days.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So what if he's like one of those people? Would it not work?
More than likely it would, because if I'm shooting my shot, my interest doesn't stay there very long. So
after you shoot your shot, the interest goes away? Is that what you're saying?
Not completely, but like I've probably worked myself up to shoot the shot, and I like instant gratification. So if I don't get it instantly, it's like, well, all right, I ain't really interested no more. Like, not completely not interested, but I feel like y'all might understand what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying I'm not interested. It's just I'm not as interested in interacting with you right now. Okay. You gotta catch me when I'm interested.
Gotta catch you in the mood.
Basically.
Okay, well, I guess that's real. Personally, for me to shoot my shot, I gotta really want you. I gotta like, cause I don't shoot my shot cause I don't really like y'all bitches. But it's gotta take a lot. You gotta stand out. You gotta stand out from the crowd. You can't be one of those girls who's always posting pictures. Like, it's nice to be able to look through your media and see a recent picture, so I'm like, oh, this is what you really look like. But if you're not posting pictures all the time, if you're not always on social media, that's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me, well, I'm sliding these DMs because they might not be lit. They might not be popping.
Yeah.
So if I slide these DMs, because nobody wants somebody everybody. I mean, everybody wants somebody everybody want, but nobody wants somebody that everybody wants. So this
is it like a... And it's easier for you if they don't seem like they got a hella people going at them type of thing?
That. I'm not saying that. It's like, nobody wants a chick on the scene. Nobody wants a chick who's in everything. Nobody wants a chick who's always in drama or doing this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bitch trying to make niggas laugh on the TL. You make me laugh. Fuck them niggas. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. I want you to make me laugh, not them. And that's what it takes for me.
Right.
That's my prerogative. Like,
it's my prerogative.
These niggas were born in 2000, man. Man, I don't even know how I learned about Bobby.
No cap. I have an old soul, so I knew coming out the womb.
Listening to Bobby Brown?
Maybe not Bobby exactly, but but no. I get what you're saying, because no girl really wants a guy that's always... Well, I don't know. Women are different. Women...
The guy with the face. Women are popularity...
Driven.
Chasers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You didn't want to say clout?
No, I was going wrong with pussy. They pussy pop for popularity.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay, hashtag pussy pop for popularity.
I put that on a t-shirt. On a white shirt. Stop popping pussy for popularity.
Look, merch coming out soon, y'all.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
But you shouldn't have to be popular for a woman to pop that pussy. But it seems like that's the stigma. That's what it takes these days for you to pop a pussy.
Right.
You got to be somebody. And that's just for men. But for women, y'all have it easy. Let's be honest.
Why?
Y'all getting parties for free.
Okay.
You know why y'all getting parties for free? Cause y'all bringing niggas out,
right?
And niggas gonna spend money.
True. So really, we're getting used.
No.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
How does that sound? You getting
y'all? We bring the party. I mean, okay, not getting used. I feel like it's an even exchange then.
Yeah.
We get free benefits because we bring the rest of the crowd.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the crowd comes because we're there, and it's a vice versa thing. So,
yeah, well, I mean, I've been in parties and situations where niggas, it's a lot of niggas.
Right.
No women.
And then that's an ass party. Yeah. It's a beef fest.
Exactly. Okay, okay.
Sausage fest.
When women do show up, y'all not throwing ass. Y'all throwing ass on your friends. I've seen women twerk on the wall.
Yeah.
Ass on the wall.
I've been one of those women to twerk on the wall.
What's the point of that?
That's because men aren't. It's about the energy you get from a party. So men, if I feel like the men aren't really receptive, or they really just being scary, they don't want to get curved. How you know you ain't gonna catch ass?
Curved a nigga in the party?
Always. But I mean, it'd be the wrong niggas walking up. I mean, that's not.
So how does you know he the right nigga?
You just walk up and see. But that's the thing. Niggas get butt hurt when they get curved. It'll be easier if niggas didn't get so butt hurt over a dance.
Okay, so okay, hypothetical. Let's say. The tables turned. What if niggas twerked? No homo. What if niggas twerked and then y'all had to? Well, we did. Oh, I got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We did dick helicopters. Right, and that was like,
ew.
That was like
the dance. Ew. That's like, oh, no. That is a horrible visual. That is so horrible visual that I can't even. Oh, that just made my back crawl. Like, oh, so Jesus.
He hit you in the back.
Not with the dick helicopter.
I'm not in love.
Oh my gosh.
But so how would you know what I'm saying? How would you feel the tables turned?
If it was,
like to get rejected.
Of course, women don't like to get. Nobody likes rejection, but I'm saying though.
Don't shoot that shot because they're scared. People need to stop being scared.
Yeah. I feel like that's the biggest reason why why people in general don't shoot their shot, because they're scared. But I'm the type of person, I don't like rejection, really. But at the same time, if it didn't work out, it just wasn't meant for me type of person, if that makes sense. Not even on some, okay, I just wasn't the person for them, because that's true too. But I'm just like, all right, it was an L, feel some type of way about it, and then move on.
So you never shot your shot twice?
How would you define that?
The same shit. So the same.
So like somebody didn't respond and I shot it again?
No. So you shot it.
Mm-hmm.
You got curved. Shot great. Boom.
Oh no. If I get curved, that's it.
Oh no. I'm the rebound king. So let's say I'm trying to talk to a girl. Whoop de whoop. She's got a boyfriend or whatever.
Right.
They break up. I'm coming back. Like, well damn, you single now. I'm the rebound king.
Right.
I will be that rebound dick. There's no shame in my game.
No.
You said no?
No.
Shit.
I can't recall a time where I was attracted to somebody that did have a girlfriend or something like that. And then I was just...
Attracted to somebody in a relationship?
No.
So you're not attracted to...
Like, it's, of course you can be attracted to somebody, period. But, like, I wouldn't be like, okay, I'm gonna wait until you get out of your relationship to try to shoot at you. Like, I just don't think that way. I don't know.
Why not? I mean, if you're single and you have like no interest in that time period, and then they break up, it's fair game. At that point, it's just a.
But I'm saying at the time that they're in the relationship, I don't look at them like that way to be trying to say, oh, I'm gonna shoot my shot if it don't work out. You know,
it's probably different for women.
It's different when it's like, oh, he come on the timeline and be like, oh, I thought you were attractive a long time ago and you single, so what's up?
But you don't know how I would, or I'm not saying I did it. I never said I did that. But you don't know how they approach it. They could approach it on the same way you said, like, well, I've never seen you attractive. I see that you're recently single.
Right.
Whoop de whoop. Now, can I whoop de whoop with you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's different ways that you can approach it. There's different ways you can go through with that. But I'm just saying, I would do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, I'm
not at all.
Something wrong with it.
Look, you like, it don't fucking matter. But no, I was just saying, for me personally, I'd steer away from that kind of thing, especially because with men, women are crazy. And most men, as soon as they break up, the girl is still in the picture somehow. Like, right after. That's for anybody.
By choice, though. Like, if you guys break up, to like 9 times out of 10, the girl is going to come back and be like, well, I didn't want to do this, or... This one,
yeah.
I left this over there. Can I come get it? Bitch, you ain't do that. No, out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And that bitch bring it in her pocket, drop it on the floor.
If somebody has done this to you, they have issues, okay? Yeah. Look.
Talk more about that off.
Oh, I am so dead. No, I have never left. If I left something, really and truly, that is a tactic. I have done that before. Not, I didn't leave something or not leave something and then bring it with me and pretend that it was no.
I didn't do all that.
If I was still interested and we broke up or something and I knew something of mine was over there, if I wanted a chance to talk to you, then I would be like, listen, I need to come get that. Otherwise, if I was completely done, I don't care. I don't give a fuck what you do with it. Like, you can throw it away. You can give it to the next bitch. I don't care. If I'm done with you, that's it. I don't care. Unless it's, like, some expensive shit. Like, I leave my Fenty over there. Or I leave some good Nike slides over there or something. Then I need them. But if it's, you know. Even still, as soon as we break up, I'm not going to be worried about getting it.
I don't know. I'm the nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I need my shirt back.
You petty.
I've gotten the necklace back. I need all my shit back. We're not together anymore because it's my shit.
Right.
I shared it with you for that time we were together. You shouldn't have left. And now I need all my shit back because
I'm so dead.
I do like.
But I mean, that's real. That's your shit.
Like I've given this girl a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Two different girls, the same hoodie. Yeah. It's okay. They don't watch the podcast.
Oh gosh.
Probably do. If you do, you know who you are.
Oh. But how would they know you gave the same hoodie to somebody else?
But anyway, I've gotten that hoodie back. Like, we've broken up.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like years since I've been with that girl, and I'd be like, I need my hoodie back. 2 years later, I still want my shit back. I got my shit. To this day, I still have that hoodie. Ain't nobody else getting that motherfucker because I missed that hoodie back.
You can't stand to lose it again.
No, I'm not losing that
again. Fuck the female. You want the hoodie.
Yeah, I need my hoodie. I called Kim. You still got that? I had this one girl. She had to look for it.
No way.
Yeah, she had to look for it because it was that long. They 2 years. I was like, well, I need it. Find it. If you find it, let me know.
I'm so dead.
She let me know. Now I have my hoodie back. So.
Yay for the hoodie. Yeah.
So, Todd, has your shot ever missed?
Yes.
So, what do you do when your shot misses?
I ain't gonna, like I told y'all, I don't like rejection. It irritates me. Because I feel like I do it so rarely that every shot should be made. Of course, this is not realistic. Yeah. It's not realistic at all. Definitely not realistic. Definitely not, like, honest. But,
I'm 100%.
You 100%?
I'm like Steph Curry when shooting my shot. Because I shoot it once a year.
See, okay, but you have that same mentality though. Like, if I do it rarely, then I'm gonna make that shit because.
Yeah, I mean, but mine is like.
Yeah. My bad. I'm sorry.
But it's like mine, I gotta really like you to.
Yeah.
I don't like wasting people's time. That's fucked up. Time is something you can't get back. Wasting my time is worse than wasting my money. Because I can get.
You can make money anytime. Yeah, but time?
You know what I'm saying?
You can't get that back.
89,000 years of. bitch, you gonna take away a day. Now
I'm so dead. Now I got less, alright?
89,364 because of your ass.
But listen, no, I recently actually. See, here's the thing. I haven't really not made a shot. It's after the shot is made where things kind of go south. Like, it has gone south. Okay, so to explain that, I've shot my shot at someone, I've made it. And then later they were like, "Oh, not really." Yeah, like.
So were you too aggressive? Were you trying to build a relationship whenever you're trying to fuck?
Recently, I can say I was just trying to fuck, and they were on some other stuff. Mm-hmm. They weren't not. They were trying to be in a relationship with me, but they it was conflict of interest basically. So they allowed me to make my shot, but they weren't exactly sure they wanted me to make the shot. If that makes sense.
Like, if the shot was made, how they
see, this is what I'm saying, but it was, like I said, a conflict of interest, and they had some conflicting opinions thrown at them or what they heard or shit like that. So yeah, so basically it was that type of thing, and yeah, that's basically what happened with that.
Stop doing that shit. And fellas,
please stop leading people on. If you don't know what you want, just say you don't know what you want.
Recording.
Hold on, y'all. Give me 1 second. We gotta start it recording again.
Yeah, I like these videos. This is what we do. This is what we deal with the videos for y'all people, because we fuck with y'all people heavily. We gonna edit this shit and all that shit. So when you listen to this and watching the podcast on YouTube,
it lines up.
These motherfuckers really did the damn thing.
We really was dedicated and determined for y'all to see this shit, all right? But no, okay, so what about you? You said you 100%.
You 100%. But everybody ain't 100%. Everybody not like me.
Right.
So I'm going to give a little advice to the fellas and the women,
mm-hmm.
who aren't like me. So all 698 billion of y'all who not like me, we can talk about it. So after you shoot your shot, unfollow that motherfucker, man. There's nothing wrong with unfollowing somebody after you shoot your shot. Most of the time, if you're single on social media, you follow the person because you thought they was cute or you thought they was funny. And after you shoot your shot, you build up all this courage to shoot your shot, and they curve you. Why would I still need to follow you? You know what I'm saying? Why would I need to keep seeing what denied access. You know what I'm saying? That's like telling me, putting the red button in front of me saying, don't press it. Like, well, damn, I want to press it. But now I'm going to press the button. It blew up. Now I can't press it no more. So I followed.
I used to feel like that. I used to feel like, what's the purpose of unfollowing somebody? If, like that's just being like, all right, well, I followed you. So that means you only followed me because you wanted to shoot your shot.
Not necessarily. I followed you because I thought you were cute.
Mm-hmm.
And then with you being cute, I was like, well, shit, she seemed cool. You know, we might have interacted on the timeline a couple times.
Right.
Like, damn, that's cool. She's cool. Let me finally shoot my shot. Then I brick, and then I'm hurt. And I'm like, well, I don't even want to shoot my shot no more. Now you done messed it up for me and other girl. And now I can't find no love because you done hurt my heart. And that's fucked up. Because I still got to live.
That went so deep.
Yeah, because that's how it
went. That went so deep.
Being curved is like the worst thing. But
sometimes you just, when you shoot your shot, you gotta be prepared to not take it personally, even though it is personal as fuck, because it's personal. But I feel like once you get to that point, you can shoot shots and not feel bad when you don't make it. That, because it's plenty of people to shoot at. Yeah. It's plenty of people that you'll be attracted to. It's plenty of people on this earth. They ain't even gotta be in your city. Like, you can shoot your shot at whoever, but
they should probably be in your city because of
I mean, I'm all open like to that. Yeah, unless you got it like that where you can travel and you can go. I'm not a long distance person, but I'm not opposed to it either. Like, if I really found somebody that I felt was perfect and they were just in another city, I would try it. I would try anything one time.
Fucking no bitch I met off the internet.
Is a stretch. Yeah, it's a stretch.
I've had like girls in other states try to talk to me, and then when they tell me where they are, I'm like, oh, well, bitch, I ain't never been to Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Bitch, where the fuck am I going to Seattle? Fly straight to you, then get kidnapped.
I'm so dead. You know, not kidnapped.
And stuck out there in fucking Seattle fucking with this internet bitch. That's why niggas need to leave that internet shit alone. But, Ty, so today, what have we learned about shooting your shot?
We have learned to just do it. Just do the shit. Stop being scary.
Pussy ass niggas.
Right.
And bitches.
Don't be scared.
Just do it.
Your mama ain't make you. Your mama ain't pop you out her vagina to, for you to be a bitch.
Damn.
Basically.
Damn, that shit got deep.
Look, it got real deep.
I'm gonna look the camera in the eyes right now. I'm gonna tell you. Look at me, y'all. You, even you. Look at me.
You right there.
Shoot your fucking shot. Shoot your fucking shot tonight. Don't wait on it. If you wait on it, you're going to get scared. Just jump in that fucking pool, man.
There's no better time than now.
You just drown. You just want me to be. I mean, somebody going to save you. It's going to be an ugly hole. We're going to save you.
Why I got it? Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? That's she the floating.
Whoa. Why I got to be ugly?
Because she wasn't what you wanted.
But, I mean, someone better than what you wanted could.
I mean,
always think positively, guys. Why they gotta be ugly?
Because if you wanted them, then you would have shot your shot at them and you would have hit that shot. If you use the method that we talked about. If y'all ain't using the right method, listening to us, you're gonna break. You're gonna break. That's just the God honest truth.
But wait, hold on.
What's up?
We didn't talk our shit, Sleazo.
Oh, shit. It's been so long.
It's been so long, we didn't talk our shit. Okay. So here's the special part of the podcast where we always talk our shit.
Yes, sir. Hashtag talk your shit.
So.
All right, you go first then since you brought it up, ma'am.
Oh, wow. We're going to do it like that.
Yeah, ladies first.
All right. Since we were talking about taking things personally, I'm going to talk my shit because I feel like I'm evolving as a person.
Okay,
and I have been learning to not take things as personal and to go with life as it was meant for me without feeling like I have to feel bad about anything that happens, because whatever happens was supposed to happen for a reason. I've been a lot more spiritual lately, basically.
Crystals and shit too?
No, not crystals. I have been looking more into astrology though, but not crystals. Actually, have y'all heard of The Pattern? If you have not heard of the app The Pattern, I suggest you look into it.
I got that shit.
I'm going to make a video on my channel about this app. Please stay tuned. I will explain more on that video. But yeah, it's got me thinking way deeper than I was.
Okay, so I don't know how to use that fucking app.
I'll teach you after. So, talking your shit, what's up? All
right, so I'm gonna talk my shit. I kind of talked my shit a little bit earlier when I said I got a promotion, but I'm gonna talk my shit.
Right.
I got a promotion at work, you know what I'm saying? Making a little more hour. So, shit, hell yeah, that's lit.
That's lit as fuck. Lit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm coming up on 1 year.
Right. You be putting in work. God. You need to put me on. All right. I have applied.
Look. I'm going to look at the camera one more time. Stop asking me to put y'all on my job. Okay? If you ain't even applied, what the fuck you want me to do?
Fill sir.
Out an application for y'all?
Y'all know it's crazy. He's saying this. I done applied to his same place of work 2-3 times.
You didn't tell me.
I told him once before. I told him and somebody else. You know what? We're not going to talk about this. Continue to talk your shit, Mr. Sleezo.
Yeah. So I got my promotion. I'm doing my damn thing. And that's just me. That's my shit. That's my shit to talk because I'm lit. Making a little more money and doing my damn thing. So I think we should end the podcast here.
Right.
Ty, you got anything you want to say?
Always remember to be the best you possible.
Always on some positive shit at the end.
Gotta be positive. Gotta be positive.
Well, I'm going to say the same thing every single episode. I hope y'all stay safe. Oh, wait. Before I say this, subscribe to the YouTube.
Facts.
Follow the podcast on Instagram.
Facts.
Conversations Pod. And follow Chronic Conversations on Twitter @_ChronicCon. And with all that being said, man, I hope y'all stay safe and keep the conversations chronic.
Peace.
Gucci laces, Louis V cases. Don't care if I break it. The car can't trace this.